It's Wednesday, and you know what that means. It's time to head out to the desert and check in with our sports betting guru and our guy that always has the knowledge on how you can make a little money betting a little sports. The great Brad Powers joins us. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. How you doing on this fine Wednesday?
Well, we're okay, man. We're just trying to keep our heads above water. It's a beautiful day here, but, you know, we're just trying to stay healthy and stay safe. How about yourself, man?
Right back at you. Another beautiful day in the desert here. Certainly doing better than I was a couple of nights ago after I bet the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, a lot of people lost their shirts on that. That was a debacle. I mean, my goodness. I mean, you know, I thought just like you, you know, Andy Dalton's a capable quarterback. They can win with him as their starter. I mean, this people don't realize this guy took the Bengals to five straight playoffs, and he didn't win a single game, single playoff game, but I thought with the weapons that they have that, you know, they'd be fine at least offensively, but that defense is trash.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you talk about line moves and market moves, it was one of the biggest moves of the entire season so far. I mean, Dallas opened about a 3-point underdog. They closed a 1-point favorite. So a lot of money on the Cowboys, I would say. You know, that isn't Joe Public money moving a line like that. And couldn't have been more wrong. And now you have to worry moving forward with some of the rumors coming out of Dallas that there's a little bit of player unrest. I don't think the Cowboys are bettable anytime soon. And to put in perspective, after all the money came in on Dallas last week, now all the money is coming against Dallas this week, where it's a pick'em game against a downright terrible Washington team.
Well, you know what? I was going to ask you about this later. Let's get into it now. Brad Powers joins us. Brad, you know, the NFC East, I'm a Giants fan. I mean, I'm embarrassed. You know, I grew up in the 80s when, you know, this was the best division in football and there were wars every day and usually three teams made the playoffs every year. It's absolute garbage. It's embarrassing for me as a fan of the division. Who's the smart money on to win that pile of trash known as the NFC East?
It's going to be in a different sense. It's going to be a war of attrition. Maybe the Eagles now, even though they're 1-4-1 and they're off to their worst start since 1998, but to put in perspective how bad the NFC East is, there's been only one division that's had a worse winning percentage through the first 6 weeks of the season since the merger in 1970. It was the 1984 AFC North was the only time there was a worse record among any divisions. It's been downright bad. I guess Eagles with Dak out and maybe some player unrest. Yeah. I mean, at least the Eagles have a quarterback. I mean, I'd take Philly right now.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. The unfortunate thing is you look at that NFC West right now with what do you got, three teams? I think all four teams have winning records. I mean, even though the playoffs are expanded, we're going to see a really good team with a really good record probably not make the playoffs because somebody has to win the NFC East and get that automatic playoff berth in a home game.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I don't think the NFL playoffs are, you know, of all the playoffs, I mean, I'm fine with the NFL. You can't, you know, judge and base everything around an outlier, in my opinion. But certainly, if it's all about the best teams getting in, that's not going to be the case this year. There is going to be at least one NFC team that's going to be better than the NFC East champ.
Brad Powers is our guest. All right, Brad, I'm looking at the Big Ten. They're going to finally join the party this weekend. They get it going. And I'm looking at this Ohio State-Nebraska game. And I'm trying to find a line here. But I'm thinking with Ohio State getting in so late to the party, you know, with them wanting to really impress the people that vote on the college football playoff, I got a feeling, you know, they're going to try to really turn up the heat on Nebraska. They're at home, and I think this is a game where I'm not going to necessarily say they want to run up the score, but they're going to want to look good, not only win, but look good doing it. I think Ohio State's a good play this weekend. What say you? What's the line, by the way?
Was it
26?
I mean, 26-point favorite. I mean, to put in perspective, it's the second biggest underdog role in the history of Nebraska football. So it's it's priced in, although Ohio State's owned Nebraska. I mean, since Nebraska joined the Big Ten, the Buckeyes are 5-1 against Ohio State, and they've been getting margin on Nebraska to the tune of 27 points per game among those meetings. So I don't think it's a big value bet, but call me crazy, but I have a sneaky suspicion that this one's going to be a little closer. So give me – this is a pizza bet. I'm going to take Nebraska. As scary as it sounds, I'm going to take the Huskers plus the 26. Not a lot of talk coming out of Lincoln the last month, and I think that's good news compared to the last couple of years.
Interesting. All right, let's move ahead to Tennessee hosting Alabama. I believe the line is 21. I just think Tennessee's a mess right now. I think this is, with the quarterback situation and how bad they looked against Kentucky last week and then how things fell apart the week before that, the second half against Georgia, I think this has got 42-10 written all over it. I know Alabama's defense is not great this year. They've given up a lot of points and a lot of yards, but I think this is a get-right game for Alabama's defense. I like Alabama big, like major big in this one. What say you?
I think more value on the under, even though, Alabama games are 4-0 to the over this year. I mean, I agree with you. I think Alabama shuts down Tennessee's offense. And if they do, I mean, how is Tennessee going to hold this, historically good Alabama offense in check? Don't see it. So, for me, I would lean Alabama the favorite, and why not? Since Saban took over, they've never lost to Tennessee. They won by an average of 25 points per game. They've covered by an average of 5 points per game since Saban took over in 2007. I mean, the third Saturday in October has become a tradition. At the end of the game, Alabama's going to light up cigars in the locker room. So this will be the case on Saturday. Lean Alabama, but prefer the under. Under 68. Big number.
And, of course, the big game on Sunday, Brad, our Titans hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers, both teams 5-0, both teams dealing with significant injuries. Lawan for the Titans, Devin Bush, of course, for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Charlie and I were kicking around in the first segment. Which team can absorb this loss more, should they lose and keep going forward? First of all, give me your thoughts on the game, and which team do you think can better handle this loss going forward? I say it's the Steelers. Shirley thinks it's the Titans. My internet's not working right now, so I can't see the line. So have at it, man.
Well, yeah, right now money on Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a 2-point road favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Not a high value pick for me. It seems about right. I think Pittsburgh's the better team. And keep in mind, Tennessee. They've covered two in a row, but, obviously overtime helped that cover last week. And prior to that, the Buffalo game was a really good performance, but Tennessee was 0-3 against the spread to start off the season. So even though they're 5-0, I haven't been overly impressed with Tennessee. They certainly exceeded my expectations, but not big time.
Right.
Pittsburgh's a better team, deserves to be favored. The second part of your question, I think Tennessee can absorb the loss. So I'm going to agree with Crazy Charlie. I don't think he's crazy here. I mean, look. Let's just talk division aspect. I think Tennessee's in really good shape in the division. They can afford a loss, in my opinion. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh, I mean, they're still going toe for toe with Baltimore. So Tennessee, in my opinion, can absorb the loss and still be fine.
Brad, when you look at, we always like to talk early MVP candidates this time of year. I know we've talked with you about that before. Obviously, Russell Wilson's getting a lot of play as an early MVP candidate. I imagine Roethlisberger would be too. Have you seen much of Ryan Tannehill in the MVP talk amongst the sharps in the desert there?
I have not seen a lot of Ryan Tannehill talk. It was, prior to the blowout loss to Tampa, it was pretty much a two-man race between Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson here in town. Overwhelming favorites, those two guys. I'm guessing, I haven't looked at an updated number yet, but I'm guessing Wilson is now the favorite, despite the fact it's well known. He's never gotten an MVP vote ever in any
That's
season.
That's ridiculous.
He's the favorite now, although I'll say this. I think Seattle's an overrated team. It's been outgained in all five games. I'm looking to, I love Russell Wilson, but I'm not liking the overall Seattle team, so I'm looking to fade the Seahawks moving forward.
Brad Powers is our guest. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. You can go to his website, BradPowersSports.com. You know what? I kind of want to go there with you, to be honest with you. Of the teams with one loss or less, Which ones do you think are legit, and which ones do you think are fugazi at this point?
Oh, well, I mean, I think you got to start with the top two teams in any Vegas power rating are going to be the Kansas City Chiefs at 5-1 and also the Baltimore Ravens at 5-1. Those are the two top teams as far as who would be favored over who on a neutral. Those are the clear-cut two top teams. KC probably about a half point better or so than Baltimore on a neutral. Among the other teams, you know, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, you know, I've been impressed. Legitimate, in my opinion, playoff teams, but is either one going to make a deep run in the playoffs? I'm not sure. I just, because Kansas City and Baltimore's in either one's way, I would be surprised if either may have made the AFC championship game. So not buying them as much. The one team I'm certainly not buying, Chicago Bears, I think, are overrated.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
How are they 5-1, Brad?
Yeah, well, three, you know, double-digit come-from-behind wins.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's another team I'm looking to fade in. And keep in mind, market's not buying Chicago, the Bears. I mean, they're a significant underdog this week on Monday Night Football against, you know, the Rams team that isn't overwhelming. But right now, Chicago's a 5.5-point underdog in that one. That shows you that the market, Vegas isn't buying the Bears right now.
What about the Browns? They're 4-2, but, you know, Baker Mayfield is struggling big time. I mean, the talking heads all over the networks are saying he should be benched. And, you know, I've heard some local talk in Cleveland that, you know, they should move on from him. I mean, this team is 4-2. What say you about the Browns?
Yeah, 4-2 would be pretty much good for any season for the Browns in the last, you know, 25 years. But,
yeah.
Obviously expectations are a little higher. I mean, certainly not buying them as even a playoff team, in my opinion, just because, I mean, we've seen them, you know, when they've had to step up to competition, Pittsburgh and Baltimore in division. I mean, it's been a couple of blowout losses. I'm not a fan of Baker Mayfield. I don't think you can be a consistent winning team with him under center. But one thing I do like, I think Cleveland's got a really sound ground game. I think they're much better coached than what they've been in the past. So, I mean, I think it's, you know, maybe when it's all said and done, they're right around 500, and I don't get it why Cleveland's complaining about that. I mean, have you watched Browns football the last 20 years? I have. 8-8 would be a great season.
Yeah, it certainly would, but I'm looking at their game. They're at Cincinnati this Sunday, and they're giving up a field goal. They got to be careful in that one. I'd be tempted to take the Bengals in this one because I think, you know, Burrow's been playing well. They've been very competitive, the Bengals have. And this wouldn't surprise me if the Bengals snuck up on the Browns and they're at home and getting a win.
You're not alone. Early money is on the Bengals here. I'd consider it sharper money there. Keep in mind the Bengals competed fairly well in a bad spot against Cleveland earlier this year. Remember, it was Burrow's first road start on a short week. So a lot of money's coming in on the Bengals. Shop around. You might be able to find a 3.5, but certainly Cincinnati plus 3 looks like the sharp side right now.
All right. You got a couple of nuggets for us that we should keep our eyes on this weekend, Brad?
I'm going to give you a premium pick here.
Hey, do we have a drum roll, Charlie? Oh, no drum roll. All right, go ahead.
All right. Well, if you're going to treat the NFL betting market like, you know, similar to a stock market, I got to sell high for you here, and it's a total in the Kansas City-Denver game. We're going under. Here's why. Early forecast, 20 degrees and a half a foot of snow. Total right now is like 47.5, 48. Shop around. This total is going to close. I mean, sell high. This total is going to close several points lower than this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have a strong handicap other than Denver. It looks like a, you know, among the NFL teams across the you know the entire league, they look like the best under team as it is without any weather. Kansas City's defense, in my opinion, is underrated. You just saw them play a lower scoring game in some weather in Buffalo.
Yeah,
under 47.5. That is a premium pick. Sell high. That number is going to, you know, bet that today. If you wait until game day, that number is going to be 3 or 4 points lower.
Wow. All right. Well, get your plugs in, my man. How can people keep up with your fine work?
BradBauerSports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, check out past issues of my newsletter. If you like what you see and you want to sign up for the rest of the season, remember, you get college football and the NFL. Every single game right up every single week. It's $79 to go to BradPowerSports.com. You click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Brad, you're the best. Always a pleasure, man. Enjoy your day, okay?
Right back at you guys. Take care.